Galaxy loses contact with Drishti satellite after solar storm. US versus China, what India Inc. wants in AI. Swiggy inches closer to domestic status, shares jump. Flipkart's valuation uptick. Temasek and Axle-backed fitness platform CultFit files for IPO to raise up to 950 crore rupees.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, before we get to today's top stories, here's a quick update from India's space tech sector. Bengaluru-based startup GalaxEye has lost contact with its maiden Earth observation satellite called Mission Drishti after a geomagnetic solar storm disrupted the spacecraft during its early operations in orbit. How unfortunate is that? The company has said that communication became intermittent during the final stage of its launch and early orbit phase before being lost completely. If you look at the recovery efforts are still underway, but GalaxEye says the chances of restoring contact currently appear very low. The satellite, launched aboard a SpaceX mission in May, was designed as the world's first opto-SAR satellite, combining optimal imaging and synthetic aperture radar to capture images regardless of weather or lightning conditions. All right, on to our today's top stories. Let's begin with artificial intelligence, where Indian companies are increasingly choosing between American and Chinese AI models based on one simple factor, that is cost. Now, Chinese open-weight models like Qwen and DeepSeek are rapidly gaining ground by offering performance that is very close to leading US models, but at a fraction of the price. While top American models can cost anywhere between $5 and $30 per million input tokens, Chinese alternatives are priced between just 14 cents and $1.74. Now, that difference becomes significant at enterprise scale, where millions of tokens are processed every day. For businesses, lower AI costs can translate into millions of dollars in annual savings. Now, what's interesting is that Indian enterprises are becoming increasingly model agnostic. Instead of committing to one provider, companies are building systems that allow them to switch between models depending on pricing, performance, and regulatory requirements as well. So the first phase of the AI race was about building the smartest models, but the next phase could be about making AI intelligence the cheapest and also the easiest to deploy. All right, next up, Swiggy has crossed an important ownership milestone that could eventually reshape how its quick commerce businesses operate. Now, domestic ownership in the company has now risen to 50.24%, while foreign ownership has fallen below 50%. Now, investors have welcomed the development, sending Swiggy shares up nearly 7% during the day. But the company says this does not automatically make it an Indian-owned and controlled company or IOC. The board still needs to formally approve the transition. Now, why does this matter? Because IOCC status gives companies greater flexibility under India's foreign investment rules, including the ability to operate inventory-led businesses in eligible sectors. Now, that could be particularly important for Instamart, which has become Swiggy's fastest growing business. The company has already restructured Instamart into a step-down subsidiary, with management previously describing an inventory-led model as its natural evolution. So there's another governance change expected once the IOCC transition is complete. Co-founder Fanny Kishan and CFO Rahul Bothra are expected to join the company's board. So while Swiggy has crossed an important ownership threshold, a few regulatory and board level approvals still remain before the transition is complete. All right, moving on, Flipkart employees are getting another opportunity to cash in on their stock options, and this time at a very high valuation. Money Control has learned that Flipkart's latest ESOP buyback values the company at around $38.2 billion, roughly a 6% higher than the $36 billion valuation it secured during its 2024 fundraise from Google and other investors. Now, the latest liquidity event is worth $50 million and was completed in two tranches. While it's the company's smallest ESOP buyback so far, it continues a long trend of rewarding employees. So, since 2017, Flipkart has returned more than $1.5 billion to employees through multiple buyback programs. Its biggest one came in 2023 when it distributed around $700 million. So the higher valuation also offers a glimpse into how investors are basically pricing Flipkart ahead of its planned public listing. Even though, as Money Control reported earlier, the IPO timeline has been pushed back by several months. All right, finally, another consumer interest company is preparing for the public markets. I'm sure you all know about this fitness and wellness platform. We're talking about Cult Fit, which has filed draft papers with SEBI for an initial public offering or IPO. The company plans to raise around 950 crore rupees through a fresh issue, along with an offer for sale by several existing investors, including Temasek, Tata Digital, Axel, Chirite Ventures, and Schroders as well. Cult Fit may also raise another 190 crore rupees through a pre-IPO placement before the final prospectus is filed. Now, if we look at how the funds will be utilized, the fresh capital is likely to go into expansion of its fitness network. Around 277 crore rupees has been earmarked for opening new Cult Elite and Cult Neo centers, while another 218 crore rupees will go towards lease and rental payments for existing centers. Now, the company also plans to use part of the proceeds to repay loans, invest in brand building initiatives, and also expand its Cult Sport retail business. Now, with this filing, Cult Fit joins the growing list of Indian consumer tech companies preparing to tap the public markets. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every weekdays in the evenings, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.